There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today.
Okay, so first up is Demi Lovato. Do you know who she is, Tim?
I've got children. I mean, of course I know Demi Lovato.
You say, course I know, and I say someone, and you go, who's that? So,
do I use that particular accent, that inflection?
No, it's more like, who's that? Yeah, it's a bit more like that.
Yeah, she was a Disney kid, wasn't she?
One of the Disney people. And anyway, she's partnered up with YouTube for this, and it's an original documentary. So interesting to see that they're branching out in producing their own things. Normally the sort of domain of Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and things like that. But anyway, YouTube are doing this, and it's a full-length documentary, and it's supposed to be a personal look into Demi Lovato's life. We know she's 25 years old, and she's had a troubled past, as well as the successes being part of the Disney group and musical successes. You know, there's been quite a journey, as the Americans would perhaps say. And yeah, it's about an hour and a bit long. I saw snippets of it, and some of it is probably content that if you do have children, you would want to monitor that they were the appropriate age. She's had battles and issues like that, so I would just urge a bit of caution if your children are a bit younger. But this is just her talking about what the documentary is.
I am Demi Lovato. I'm 25. The last decade has taught me a lifetime of lessons. I've learned that secrets make you sick. I'm learning how to be a voice and not a victim. I've learned that love is necessary. Heartbreak is unavoidable. And loneliness is brutal. I've learned that the key to being happy is to tell your truth and be okay without all the answers. This is my story. This is Simply Complicated.
Simply Complicated.
That's its title. Oh. Yeah. But just interesting, she says, I've learned a lot in the last decade. So she started in this when she's about 15. So she's been in, you know, she's had a music and acting career for 10 years already. And she has taken a bit of time out of the spotlight recently. But yes, this documentary sort of, you see some of her childhood videos and some of her performing and some of the things that she's gone through. And, you know, she says some of her behaviour in the past wasn't fantastic. So that's Demi Lovato. And that's had a couple of million views and only been out for a few hours.
Just the mind boggles, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The number of, the number of things these things get, the hits, the...
I know. Next up, we talked about this with Chris. Gordon Hayward's injury, of course, Boston Celtics forward. He was stretchered off the court, really, last night. It was horrific, the injury. It was about 5 minutes into his debut, and what were we saying? $128 million. Mm. So phenomenal. But as I said, I watched it, and it's grim watching. But if you even listen to these commentators now, you know straight away they realise something serious is wrong.
Probably hit the biggest shot in Cavs history. They're going up. Oh, my goodness. Hayward came down so hard. Okay. Hayward broke his leg. Hayward has broken his leg. Oh, my gosh. And that is how quickly a season can change.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
about as gruesome an injury as you'll see in sports, especially with the proximity of the players, the fans, the closeness.
That's a really good point, you know, because it's a really shocking moment, and the camera did pan to the crowd, and you see guys both hands on head, the two triangle that people make, and that's always a sign that, and it was just horrible.
And it is, they're so close.
But you're really close, yeah.
You're courtside, aren't you, essentially? Right. So really bad, and we know now that he fractured his left ankle. He flew back to Boston with his team, and then he went straight into surgery, I think somewhere in Boston, and yeah, he's had the surgery today, so hopefully a speedy recovery, but unlikely to see a return before the end of the season.
That's
so
horrible.
Yeah, but fans gave him a standing ovation as he was taken off the court on a stretcher. So yeah, not particularly fantastic. Now finally, I made a big call with this one, didn't I, Tim? I think this might be your favourite trending that
I've
done.
Oh, you built it up a lot, yeah. So I'm, you know, I'm being this trepidation.
So I asked you if you knew a nursery rhyme, and you and Michelle weren't particularly familiar with it. Maybe it was the only I knew this, but it was a story about an old lady that swallowed a fly, and it's a cumulative tale. So she swallows a fly, and then she swallows a spider to catch the fly, and then I think it's a bird that chases a spider. The spider was sent to catch the fly. So it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's a cumulative tale.
I didn't know what else to call it.
That's brilliant.
And yeah, I think there's cats and dogs and horses. Anyways, it's a nursery rhyme. It's a sort of a funny tale. Right. Something I was familiar with. So when I saw this story, I thought, oh, this is like a real life man who swallowed a fly. But this man didn't quite swallow a fly. He was an angler and he suffered a cardiac arrest.
I've seen this story.
When he accidentally swallowed a fish.
It was a Dover sole, wasn't it?
Yes. And Sam Quillam
is
lucky to be alive because he basically swallowed a Dover sole.
Imagine you squeeze a bar of soap, it shot out of my hand, into my mouth, and basically swam straight down my throat. And it was literally a split second it had happened, and I was completely choked out, ran around the pier like a headless chicken, and then passed out. My mate Steve and Matt started CPR and phoned the ambulance, and then the rest I was out for, and these guys did an amazing job to save my life.
He was reunited with the paramedic Matt Harrison that saved him.
It was my only chance to get it right, because if that tail had broken off or the fin had dislodged, then the whole fish would have slid further down the throat and there would have been absolutely no way to retrieve that back. The problem I had was because I was looking at perhaps a 1 centimetre tail end of the fish, and it was literally the tip of the tail, that grabbing and managing to maintain a grip was quite difficult.
I'm lucky to be here with my mates, and my family are really grateful to all the great work, and I'm here with my girlfriend and I'm alive.
It's an amazing story, but the description there is really apt, isn't it? Imagine a bar of soap and you squeeze it and it splies into your mouth.
Yeah, he was apparently about to throw the Dover sole back in the water, but he just wanted to give it a sort of a nice to meet you. There you go. So there's a lesson there, isn't there?
There is a lesson there, and that lesson is?
Don't put things near your mouth that shouldn't be there.
Thank you, Rafa. Drive Live.
Have your say. Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai iMessenger app.
So, it's Drive Live. We are nearly out of here. We're going to do a music scoop in a second, but a reminder of a really interesting, I think it's fair to say, interview from last Thursday on this programme. NLT, you have the details.
Yeah, we're having a chat with the BBC's Deputy Director at World Service, Jamie Angus, and we're just sort of talking to him about broadcasting. You know, some people say radio's dying, it's on its way out, print media's dead, all of that stuff, digital's taking over everything. And he was sort of saying, well, no, as far as we're concerned, solid news journalism and content is still what people want, and this is what we're focusing on as the BBC. This is where we're spending our cash. And, yeah, long live radio.
That's kind of what he was saying. But also, he was making the point that against a backdrop of fake news, if you're not doing fake news, if you're doing news rather than fake news, you can stand out. And that was quite interesting. Lots of questions in about that as well. So that's now on, what, the Facebook page, isn't it? The video's up.
Yeah, it'll be on our Facebook page. So have a look if you want to watch that. And, yeah, he's interesting. And he's a Crystal Palace fan as well, to boot. Just random detail about Jamie Angus there.
That much we learned for sure. We apologise for that fact, but, you know, that's just how it is. 1969, The Temptations, their second US number one single. Such a... Oh, do I love this song. A little blast of this, Can't Get Next to You. Isn't that just fantastic?
Just makes
voices.
You
want
to get up and dance.
Oh, man. 2005, Madonna admitted she wrote a grovelling letter to ABBA asking if she could sample their music on her latest single. The singer had to seek permission to sample Gimme Gimme Gimme, only the second act that ABBA had ever allowed to sample one of their songs. The first act, by the way, was the Fugees. This was Madonna. Remember the video? She's got the boombox and then she starts... Yeah. I remember that. So in 2008, Adele appears on Saturday Night Live with Sarah Palin, who was at that point the vice presidential candidate. Okay, the show earned its highest ratings in 14 years, total of 17 million viewers. That's not bad, is it? She performed this. Power of being on there. She did Cold Shoulder on there as well, but she got to top the iTunes chart. I just wonder who brought the viewers in, Sarah Palin or Adele?
Maybe a combination of the two.
Probably was, wasn't it? 1979, we're going to head back there. Buggles, number one in the UK today with Video Killed the Radio Star. Interesting because they were a studio band. Trevor Horn, the producer, who did Grace Jones, did stuff with Frankie Goes to Hollywood, loads of different people. But, of course, it was the first ever music video shown on MTV. So that's the music scoop today, and it is Buggles and Video Killed the Radio Star. Video Killed the Radio Star. The question today we asked you, status quo about how many chart hits in the UK. Was it 40, 50 or 60, A, B or C? Congratulations to
Sarah, who texted in with the correct answer, C. It was a phenomenal 60.
It was. More than any other rock band, including songs like Pictures of Matchstick Men, 1968, Whatever You Want, In the Army Now, What You're Proposing that we played yesterday. Two tickets, Sarah. Enjoy that. More tickets for status quo tomorrow. That's Drive Live for today.
Yes, I'm back tomorrow if you promise, Tim, to be in a weekendy mood.
Yeah, we'll see.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.